Let's go to Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago editor. Seamus, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, John. Good morning. How are you?
Don't you love following up that conversation? Here we go. Seamus, we've been talking about dolls and gifts, but really, if you want to shop local, especially here in the city, you guys got everyone covered, right?
Well, we try to do our best. It's one of our favorite projects that we do every year at Block Club Chicago is we send our neighborhood reporters out, or this time pretty much had them surf around. But they round up the mom and pop stores in their neighborhoods that could use a little boost during the holiday season. The boutiques, the candle shops, the record stores, the toy stores, all the little places that have unique local gifts that I always find it a little bit more fun when you give something from a local store, because not only are you giving something, there's also a story behind it. You can say, oh yeah, it's that place on the corner, you know, we've driven by it a million times, it's really cute. So anyway, it's always a good way. Jen Sabella, one of our co-founders, is the mastermind behind this. She's, I think, shopped in about 95% of all these stores. we've got it up on our site right now. We've broken the city up into 10 different clusters just to make it a little bit easier to navigate. But really, from all around the city, some great local spots. For example, in Andersonville, I should say, like, a lot of these places most of these places are online. Some of them have some limited shopping hours. You should definitely check ahead. Some places have shopping by appointment only, but this place in Andersonville is all online at this point. It's Martha May's Art Supplies and Beautiful Things, and this caught my eye because they've got a lot of home office supplies, which something all of us could use.
Yes.
And you might get a laugh out of some people, Art Deco staplers, and I don't know if you can get a red stapler, but they definitely have pencil sharpeners and old time stamps and calendar sets and notebooks. That's one place I would start on my list.
I always love Timeless Toys. I don't know if I made the guide this year, but up in Lincoln Square, it's usually where I get the gifts for the nieces and nephews, because they have not only cool toys, but also a lot of educational stuff, interactive things, and I would have never discovered if it wasn't for you guys.
Exactly. Timeless Toys, I love. It's at 4749 North Lincoln. That's in our Lincoln Square, Albany Park section of the guide. That's one of those places. It does have shopping, private shopping by appointment. So if you feel more comfortable just setting up time and getting in there by yourself, that's a safer place out there. Timeless Toys is a perfect example of one of those just wonderful little neighborhood spots. You may see things that you'd see in some big box stores, but this one, you can meet the owner. Harry and Martha Burroughs opened the store in 1994, and it's now taken over by a different family, but it's just one of those great little local spots.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the best part about the guide, is you can discover something new. And if a lot of people are shopping online now, no surprise, and I know a lot of people's instincts are to go to Amazon or something for the ease of it, but a lot of these places, as you mentioned, most of them have websites, online sales too, and you can help support them through what has been an insane 2020 for local businesses. Wreaths of Love, cool story you guys had on Wednesday out of the Bronzeville neighborhood about creating, hundreds of wreaths and holiday decorations for a good cause.
Right. You're exactly right. And this is good timing for it, because they've been working really hard on these wreaths and other holiday decorations, and they go on sale beginning today. They're going to be at a bunch of different places around the South Side for the next couple weeks. The home base is at 4659 South Cottage Grove. It's at the Love, Unity, and Value Institute's headquarters in Bronzeville. That's how they get the word love, L-U-V, Wreaths of Love. But the main basis behind it is the job training and workplace training program to get younger folks acclimated to different cultures, getting ready for work. And so that's where they get grant money from from My Block, My Hood, My City, which is the program we talk a lot about, that based out of Chatham. This is they've got hundreds of people all lined up. They all get an $800 stipend for the short program, and a lot of the time is spent at, you know, building wreaths that then go on sale at all these different locations. Like I said, starting at noon today at 4659 South Cottage Grove. But they're going to be elsewhere this weekend. They'll be at the Willow Creek Holiday Pop-Up Market on just in the South Loop on State Street at 10 a.m. So the story's up on our website, Wreaths of Love, L-U-V. You can find all the different locations to support a good cause.
One of the best gifts you can give this holiday season is the gift of knowledge, especially local knowledge, what's happening in our community. And Seamus Toomey, you guys have really raised, you got a lot of subscribers. It's a cheap price for incredible news. How can people either get for themselves or someone else a subscription?
Well, thanks, John. We appreciate it. We're really proud of Block Club Chicago. We launched it 2 years ago after our other organization was closed down by the previous owner. So we came back independent, nonprofit. You can go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, and subscriptions beginning today. We've got a special Black Friday. Can I plug
it? Oh, yeah, plug it. Yeah.
So I was just saying we have a Black Friday promotion at Block Club Chicago to get our independent neighborhood news. You get a free tote bag if you come in now. Use the discount code WGN. I set up a WGN code this morning. So all of your listeners, you plug in WGN as the discount code, you will get a free tote bag, and you'll get neighborhood news that's very specific to your Chicago neighborhood. So thank you very much.
Yeah, Seamus, we love you guys, and have a great holiday season, okay?
Appreciate it, John. You too. Take care.